Hey, it's Brian Murphy here, and whether you're orchestrating a corporate gathering, gearing up for a team-building session, or just seeking a spot to savor thrilling sports and activities, the Clubhouse in Fremont is the go-to destination for bistro, bar, bocce, golf, and fitness. From team-building to private golf lessons on any one of 140 golf courses around the world, the Clubhouse in Fremont has you covered. Visit FremontClubhouse.com to learn more about their amazing amenities and private events. The Clubhouse in Fremont, the Bay Area's place to play.
Today was one of those days weather-wise, the whole winter's for sure, but this today with the winds and the rain, the hail and the thunder and lightning to the east of us, I mean, it was kind of a day. And you know what? It hit right on big time right on the afternoon commute, just hammered it.
Hammered it. And I, Bill, you have to help me out. I'm a weather freak. If I wasn't doing sports talk radio or wasn't in baseball, I'd probably be chasing tornadoes in the Midwest and Tornado Alley. I'm just fascinated with weather, always have been. Doug Kammer was my buddy back east for a while, and he was tweeting at me today and texting me that the radar, the way it was kind of, it looked like a tropical storm almost, with the way it had that like hook curl and the way it was going from south to north. Can you explain that? Because I was driving to work and the waves were crashing 10 feet in the air on the Embarcadero. A tree almost hit my car. It fell right next to it on the way into work. So it was around 4 o'clock and it was just nuts. But what did that mean on the radar, the way it was shaped?
Well, a couple of things happened this morning on the radar. This thing, it's a low-pressure center that's really right over us. That's why the winds are blowing so hard. A lot of times we get the front, the surface front, which is kind of further south of the low. And so the low doesn't typically track directly over the Bay Area. So this thing generated, this low-pressure generator from the upper-level winds of the jet stream, moving right over the Bay Area this afternoon. And, you know, the winds gusted. We had, 80-mile-an-hour gusts up on the Santa Cruz Mountains. We had gusts of 77 miles an hour out of Pier 1 in San Francisco. You're talking about the waterways there. They canceled the ferries running this afternoon, this evening because of the winds. Again, hit right on the afternoon commute. What was happening, and it's sort of interesting. I've only seen it once before in a hurricane, but there was an eye wall on the storm itself. So that's kind of what you're referring to. And that was the low, the surface low, essentially. It had an eye wall to it. And then wrapping around it, were two independent low pressure centers. It's called the Fujiwara effect. You see them in hurricanes where the hurricanes, big old thing spinning. And then you get these little peripheral vortices or spins or storms. And so at one point you had it looked like two eye walls. Nothing to do with hurricanes at all, by the way, just because the eye wall is created by hot and cold air mixing, and then the way it's the circulation occurs. And in a hurricane, an eye wall is you're grabbing latent heat from the ocean as it evaporates. So we didn't have warm ocean water, so we didn't have a hurricane, but definitely about as close to an extratropical hurricane as you'll get, and just an unusual setup. And so when the low tracked over us, FP, it was like, you know, I mean, I've been doing this. You mentioned I talked to you 10 years ago. I remember you were into weather too, but I don't think I've ever seen one. There was one time back in like 1990 or 89, we had an extratropical bomb cyclone. And that's what this was, by the way. That's a storm that drops 24 millibars in 24 hours. So that's what happened. This thing rapidly intensified offshore. That's what your friend was texting about, and that's why the eye wall formed. So this low pressure gets super deep and super strong, comes onshore, meets relatively higher pressure, and just explodes with wind. And so I, driving home from work today, saw, you know, 6 or 7 huge branches between the TV station in Oakland and just getting on the freeway in Oakland. I mean, there are trees and branches down all over the place, more than I've ever seen. And again, of course, power outages, power signals and stuff, flashing reds right now. So it was a unique setup in terms of that double low, if you will, or actually almost like 3 lows at one point.
Golfers, get ready to elevate your Saturday mornings. Yeah, it's Brian Murphy here, and I am thrilled to introduce the Clubhouse Corner with Ben and Eddie. This is a passion project from the good folks at the Clubhouse in Fremont. These two are on a mission to make golf accessible and enjoyable for the masses. So set your alarm. 7 a.m. every Saturday, join Ben and Eddie at the Clubhouse Corner, only on KNBR.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Talking to Bill Martin. Nice enough to join us tonight from KTVU. The weather man there, the meteorologist at KTVU. Yeah, Bill, I'm glad I had you on because I'm a weather freak. My career has depended on the weather, whether I go to work or not, my whole life. Yeah. So I have like 5 apps on my phone, and I look at the radar all the time. And are we playing today? Are we not playing today? Am I going to work?
Yeah.
And I've never in California, growing up here, seen the radar, how it looked today. And then I went outside. The tree almost hit me. There was trees down everywhere. And it wasn't, I don't think, I could be wrong, Bill, it wasn't from the saturation. It was just the pure power of the wind today blowing the trees over.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, I saw videos today. Well, you talk about the waterfront. I saw that once a long time ago in the last atmospheric bomb, I remember, that was just offshore when I used to work at Charlie Brown's in Emeryville. We were right on the water, and the waves were like 3 feet. It was huge. And the video I saw today mimicked that, which was a long time ago. And the sheer number of trees down in the 2-mile distance in Oakland, you know, these trees are embedded in the sidewalk, just not necessarily down all the way, but branches just trimmed right off. One of the things that was happening today too, FP, was, and we saw some video in San Francisco too, but the buildings funnel the wind. So let's say we did have that 77 mile an hour gust at Pier 1. Well, if that 77 mile gust gets running up Market Street, if you will, or kind of down, just kind of gets funneled by those buildings, it's going to accelerate. And so that 75 or 71 mile an hour wind could easily have gotten up to 90, 95 mile, maybe even more, because there's something called the Venturi effect. So there's a lot of that going on where you're like, yeah, it was blowing 50 miles an hour in the Oakland Hills, but it looked, there was a lot. It was a lot stronger than that in localized areas where there was funneling. And so that was a big deal for sure.
Spring coming in big time on March 21st.
Yeah.
So are we done with this? Like, well, why so many atmospheric rivers? Bill, that's a term I've never heard before, and I've heard it more this winter than ever because I've obviously never heard it before. But what's with the atmospheric rivers and why so much rain, and are we done yet?
Pineapple Express. That's what we used to call it. So what happened was people just realized, oh, that's not a very scientific term. So we want to make it sound scientific-y. So we're going to call it an atmospheric river. But for in the 70s and 80s, we called them Pineapple Expresses. And they're not storms. Like you'll hear guys say, oh, we had 8 pineapple or 8, atmospheric river storms. It's not true. We had 8. We had 8 storms fueled, because atmospheric rivers are just, all they are is just a moisture grab. It's just the moisture gets far enough north from the tropics, and it gets sucked into these lows. And that creates, it's like steroids for a storm. It just juices it up, and it unloads an ungodly amount of rain. We did have a lot of that this year. This system we have in today is not an atmospheric river as this low moves through. It goes through tonight. Probably get some scattered showers all night into the early morning hours. And then tomorrow, shoot, by 10, 11 o'clock, I mean, the sun's out and there might be a scattered sprinkle, but I'm not buying it. I think tomorrow's a pretty nice day, especially after 10 o'clock. The winds are backing off too, JFP. So we're going to be, you know, the winds by 9 o'clock, that winter or that, high wind warning, which is a big deal along the coast, that should be down by 9 o'clock tonight, and the wind advisory should go away as well. So we're kind of winding down with this. The height of this really was over between 4 and really right now, although it's still pretty frothy out there.
So it's a ways off, but since we have you, I might as well tie the two together. Opening day at Oracle Park is April 7th against the Royals. Is that too far out to make a forecast on opening day? It's a 1:35 start at the ballpark.
Climatology would say perfect day, because, you know, that time of year. So you could, you know, let me look. Let me look right now. What the hell?
All right, yeah, why not? We got you on.
Yeah,
why not?
I mean, what I got going on? Hold on. Where'd you go? You said you went down there.
I went to D.C. for 11 years and did some TV back there. And now I'm back in the Bay with the family again and doing some radio stuff on KMBR and for the Giants. And It's just great to be home with the family, the kids, my mom and dad. I missed everybody, so yeah. it's really nice to be back home.
What do you think about TV Land, dude? That's a whole nother deal.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It was fun, yeah. I did 162 games a year on TV. I went from spending way too much money on suits in the beginning, thinking it was every game was the last ever, to I really didn't give a crap and recycled them at the end. And lots of makeup every day. And I enjoyed it, man. It was fun traveling with the ball club and being a part of a world championship in 2019 was all really cool.
Oh, that's huge. Okay, so what was it? What's opening day again? What day?
April 7th. It's a Friday at 1:35 start at Oracle Park.
Okay, you're good shape. Yeah, oh, looks warm. Holy smokes. I mean, it's a long way out. But, you know, low 60s, winds northwest is about 5, but not big. No big wind. No, it looks good.
All right.
But the climatology, I just looked at the long-range model, but climatology would tell you that too, right? Hey, that time of year.
I'm ready.
We're winding down here. We're coming to the end of this thing.
Good. I'm ready for it to warm up a little bit. It's been unseasonably cold. It was cold in Scottsdale. I just got back. It was in the 40s. There was snow on the mountains there. It looked like the Swiss Alps for a while. It's just been weird weather. I don't want to get into like what's going on with the world and the weather because that's too political, but it's just been a strange winter, and we're hoping to get back to normal. Just some fog. Let's just have some fog and not trees falling on my car on the way to work.
Right. No, I know. And it's been a long, long winter, and I think that, the big thing is, of course, water's the whole deal in California. We got a bunch. We need more, and we're going to always need more because that's how we are. But this winter has been not all time, but it's right there.
So is the drought over before I let you go or no?
Nah, the way this works is we're going to forever be talking about rainfall because the requirements in the Central Valley for people, farmers, right? The amount of water that gets sent down to LA, we're always going to need more because the agricultural component of the state is so huge. So what the big thing with me is those aquifers and getting water in those, that's an underground lake. It's a reservoir from Redding, California down to Bakersfield. And it's basically that's our bank account for water. That's where it all is. And we've been sucking it dry over the last 10 years or so, 15 years. And now it's slowly, it'll take years. It's going to take decades to fill it back in. So I think we always should just act like we're in a drought, you know what I mean? And just conserve. Oh, Australia does that. Because they had something called the big dry, and they went down to I think each person uses like 8 gallons of water a day there. In America we use like 150 each. I mean, it's crazy. They got real good at conserving, and so we kind of have to do that. Now we don't have to go down to 8 gallons a day. I just made that number up actually, but we do need to like, oh, it's California, right? We have droughts. We have big water requirements. So, we don't need to, have grassy lawns and things like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing my part. I forgot to brush my teeth today. Seriously, I got so busy. I was driving to work. I almost got killed by a tree. And halfway here, I smelled my breath. And I'm like, oh, man, I forgot to brush my teeth today. So I am definitely doing my part. Bill, thanks for coming on such short notice.
Yeah, bro.
Literally just locked us all in on what the hell happened today. But it was a bomb cyclone with 77-mile-an-hour wind gusts. The Venturi effect with the buildings. And the Fujiwara effect?
Fujiwara.
Yes.
Fujiwara.
Dude, I'm just locked in. Test me.
Google that bad boy.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for coming on, man. It's Bill Martin. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right, FB. Good talking to you.
Yeah, man. Great catching up. So that was cool. You told us what happened today. I hope you're all safe. I hope you're all safe and sound at home.
Hey, it's Brian Murphy here, and whether you're orchestrating a corporate gathering, gearing up for a team-building session, or just seeking a spot to savor thrilling sports and activities, the Clubhouse in Fremont is the go-to destination for bistro, bar, bocce, golf, and fitness. From team-building to private golf lessons on any one of 140 golf courses around the world, the Clubhouse in Fremont has you covered. Visit FremontClubhouse.com to learn more about their amazing amenities and private events. The Clubhouse in Fremont, the Bay Area's place to play.